Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
I am good. I hope everyone has their dancing shoes on this morning.
Always, always have my dancing shoes on.
We are deviating from our 100% New Zealand week this week.
Oh, you should have told me. I could have tried.
No, that's good. We've got this wonderful 3-4 time to talk about today.
So
what are we doing?
We're either going to nerd you out, bore the music experts, or trigger some people to their piano lessons that they hated when they were 5 years old.
So, all right.
Most of the songs that we know and hear, most of the genres, including classical and so then pop and rock and metal and hip hop, are in what we call 1-4 time. And that means you can count 1, 2, 3, 4 while you're listening. Now, obviously, they're all notes. You can count them however you want. But you can feel these little cycles and
rhythms,
weights in 1, 2, 3, 4. And even 1, 2, 3, 4, you can have the accents on the 1, 2, 3, 4 or 1, 2, 3, 4. What? But it's still 1-4 time. So less popular for some reason, although it had a good run in classical music, is what we call 3-4 time, which is where you go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Even as you're saying this, you and Zoe have both just started swaying in unison.
So you can, it's a different feel. And so you count the 1, 2, 3 and you can feel it. And this is a very popular, very old dance that is done to the 1, 2, 3s, which is called a waltz. That's what some people will call a waltz time. And not everything that we play today will be actually a waltz, but you probably could waltz to it.
Right. How old is, like, the waltz kind of dance?
Hundreds of years old.
Hundreds of years. Okay, this goes right back then. Yeah. I'm gonna hit our first song, which is not hundreds of years old, but it is going back a little bit. Probably going to offend someone by having said that.
Yeah, me. So can you feel the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2?
Yeah.
Now, you can still count 1, 2, 3, 4 if you want. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
But it feels weird.
Yeah. 1. Yeah. So basically, music is all math. You know, you can number beats and patterns, and then the pitches are, you can number them too. It's all math. And somehow with that math, we make, beautiful things with feeling.
So this is Jackie DeShannon. The world needs now is
she's
love.
She's a great songwriter, wrote tons of songs for lots of people. I think this is one of her only hits, and it was written by Bert Bacharach. It's Bacharach, I'm just kidding. And this, it's actually funny we're playing this morning. Because, there was this sort of naive time, especially in the late 60s, that we could really get close to peace. So you open the news this morning, you're like, oh, I don't know, mate.
This really takes me back to, my high school dance classes when they'd force us to dance in the school gym and you'd be like, oh, God, this is the worst day of my life.
Touch the boys, ooh. No, not just for some.
Because if you do 1, 2, 3, you have to lead with a different foot each time. 1, 2, 3, and then you have to just do the one with your other foot.
Stomp on the other person's foot.
Because we have an even number of feet.
We do.
And 1, 2, 3 is an odd number.
I'm glad you pointed that one out there.
Yes, thank you for those of you who didn't.
So, I guess as long as music has existed, we've been in all cultures and all around the world exploring timing, whether that's been conscious or not.
Yes.
But
yes.
When did we start seeing, 3-4 time take off as a... Oh, key change.
It's never taken off. In classical, it's really big. I mean, it's still... definitely not 50%. The majority is 4-4. And I don't know why that's become... pop music, which has a lot of grounding in all sorts of cultures, Native Americans, African, Latin, but it still leans towards the 4-4. It's just so popular. And then any of you who program beats and stuff, that 4-4, it's obviously easy for us to dance to, but I'm sure we could get used to if 3-4 was more popular.
Is it because it's associated with schmaltziness? Is that why? I don't know what
schmaltz
it is.
Schmaltz rhymes with waltz. You're using Yiddish words this morning. And I think, because the waltz probably isn't as accessible to dance. Like you said, you had to have lessons for it.
Yeah.
Whereas when you dance in the club, you don't have to have lessons.
No.
But it'd be interesting to be
in
a club.
Some people could do with them.
For DJs out there to whip out a 3-4 song and see how people's bodies. I mean, you guys could feel yourself swinging to
totally.
It.
Oh, totally. It's like, quite hard not to.
We know how to move to it.
Ooh.
Now in Vienna.
Bit of Leonard.
Oh, that voice.
Women. 1, 2, 3. Now, he's literally talking about Vienna, so he's purposely doing a waltz,
okay.
You know? He's not just playing with the time signature like Jackie was, you know, that was the time signatures in the back. He wants you to think of waltzing. And the Viennese waltz was very popular in Vienna in a couple hundred years ago.
And it hangs it's quite in a gallery of frost. It is quite hard. I mean, maybe it's just because my head's in the high school dance class now, but it's quite like oompa-pa kind of vibe, isn't it?
Well, it is oompa-pa. You know, oompa-pa is 1, 2, 3. You know, like
yeah.
absolutely is. See, but I'm also picturing the swirling.
Yeah.
You know, the room full
the big,
of people,
beautiful dresses.
And I don't know why the 1, 2, 3 I feel like twirling as well.
I want you, 1, 2, 3. On a chair.
So yeah, it does. The waltz is always there, so you know they don't all have to be purposefully a waltz, but
yeah.
the waltz is just so connected with this time signature.
So if it's hundreds of years old as a dance, do we know when people started to like use this time signature kind of consciously in classical music or anything, or is it just one of those things that has always kind of
yeah,
been around?
Yeah, it's always kind of been there. It just wasn't as, I guess, flexible or popular. Maybe because the meter of the oompa-pa is just so strong in it, where 1, 2, 3, 4, you can play around with
yeah,
a little
yeah,
more
yeah, yeah.
and put the emphasis on the 3 or the 1. I hope you guys are all twirling around your lounges.
Yeah.
This is some beautiful dancing you're doing there, Kirsten.
Thank you.
It's quite a glamorous time signature.
Yeah.
It feels also quite like out of time. I think if you were to play, as we're about to hear probably with the next track, but like if you were to play a waltz time signature, it has a real like throwback or like ye olde kind of energy
yeah.
to it.
Now the other thing for you, we're going to really nerd out, another lesser but their time signature is 6/8.
I love 6/8. That's one of my favorite time signatures.
Oh, we'll have to do that. Well, because a lot of the things I read, you know, what songs are in 3/4 time, half of them are actually 6/8.
Mm.
And I had to be kind of careful and go, no, that's
okay,
a 6/8.
Okay, so hang on. 6/8, how is it different to 3/4?
Okay.
Tell me,
let
please.
Me tell you. So obviously if you divide 6/8,
you
for
get
those
3/4.
Of you who are not yeah. mathematically challenged, you get 3/4.
So why is it not the same thing?
6/8 is a different feel. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6/8 actually feels like 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It
okay,
actually has,
right.
it's like a 2 where each one has a little 3 in it. It doesn't feel as 1, 2, 3. Does that make sense?
My brain was just like, trying to wait. No, I think I'm following.
Yeah.
Also, you know, a lot of jazz musicians play in 6/8, so...
Yes, and I mean, so jazz loves to play with time signatures, and it's less, you know, metered where you have to come back. And even metal has tried with the 3/4 time
metal.
A little bit. Yes.
Wow.
But you know how they love an old European tradition. You know, metal loves, you know, showing its roots in old Europe. So there's some metal songs that try it on. Yeah, so people will experiment with these sort of meters... But just for our mainstream pop, no. Our mainstream rock, no.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of love coming in for Elliott Smith Waltz number 2, which
oh,
is...
Oh, okay.
I mean, not mainstream by any means, but quite an iconic pop waltz, I guess you could say, or folk pop waltz.
Well, then, you know, when I looked at the list, like, most of the songs I hadn't realized. Like, Aretha Franklin, Natural Woman. Elvis,
oh,
Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Oh, true,
Bob
yeah.
Dylan's Times There Are Changing... Oh, and the big hit, Mull of Kintyre. So I was going to say McIntyre. Mull of Kintyre.
Oh, that song. Oh, I was like, what is that? No, I know that one. This is lovely, Leonard, but it's also long. So I'm going to
see,
flip
also
us into
Leonard's
our next
the
one.
Sort of artist that he's beyond genre. People will go with him wherever he goes.
Yeah,
you know, you
just
don't listen
voice.
To him because you like his music. I mean, like... into his music style.
He's a poet
yeah.
who uses music
you'll do
to
what,
make his
you'll go where Leonard goes.
Poetry
so
he, do
yeah.
its thing.
He's
yeah.
more free. Now this next track, wow, this is the only rap one I can find.
Sure you know they got no voice. Get him off the podium. He ain't no speaker. Yes, he's just a phony. And look at his sneakers.
I think it's in 6/8. 6/1.
I can see you counting.
6/6.
It's still got a similar feel though.
But like again, it like, feels interesting and like...
Maybe this is the thing though. Maybe 6/8 is more fun to play around with as a musician.
I think it is.
Because with 3/4, you're kind of stuck. You're going to get a waltz, whatever you do. Whereas this, you're not sure where this is going. You know what I mean?
But it's still super creative because for rap, it's just like, oh, let's just say never done. And so this is Gangstar, who are super creative, DJ Premier. And they, I think it kind of works. Information like the CNN. Yes, I can take. Oh, it could be 1, 2, 3. No,
one,
maybe let's do three.
One,
maybe
two,
they swap.
Three, one,
yeah, I'm
yeah, no, I think.
Now.
But I was counting 6/8 before, so maybe they did swap. Now that is something that's interesting. It's again not something you necessarily, unless you're a big music nerd out there, which I'm sure a lot of listeners will have been counting in their heads.
Yeah.
How cool is it to be able to just flip time signatures in a song?
Yeah.
It changes the feel quite subtly. If
well,
because
that's
from...
exactly what it is. I was just saying before it was all mathematical, but it's not, because meter or the feel, you know, you can have the same number, 6/8, 3/4, but it feels different, and you can't even explain it. I mean, okay, you can, it's like accent, but it is more about feel.
Totally.
And that's what you guys were feeling with the waltz. We all felt that, as well as the count. Yeah, this is 1, 2, 3 now. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So you can all waltz around your
Gangstar. Gangstar, yeah. I would love to see that. It's like one of those, you know, you can find those beautiful videos online of people at classical, you know, dance
waltzing
performances. I would like to see someone waltz to Gangstar.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, you were saying before about the oompa-pa, if you're going to have any horns or strings, you are going to
end up with an oompa-pa.
Slip back.
Yeah,
and so Gangstar, coming from such a different genre, can have it without the oompa-pa, I think.
And I mean, that's kind of an interesting thing, I guess, for people who sample a lot or who like use sampling for beat making as well. Like, that's a really fascinating thing because you kind of get what you get then when you're you know, fishing around for
true
little clips and stuff. That could you know, lead you down a whole all sorts of rabbit holes.
It'd be so funny if someone was trying to sample this, like, why is it not working? Because everything you're doing is in 4/4. I mean, I guess that's why sampling for the most part works, right? Because everyone's using 4/4, and so you can just lay it on top.
Talking to friends who like remix tracks a lot and stuff like that, it's always really interesting when they're trying to change the time signature of something.
Yeah, give them this one.
Such a head screw around, because your brain is trying to make it work in one way, but it just doesn't want to sound like that. And you can make it happen, but it's hard. It's really hard. So props to anyone who does those kind of remixes across time signatures. Thank you for bringing us 3/4.
You're
I've
welcome. Yeah,
this.
My brain is hurting a little though. Maybe this is for
lots
later
counting
in the day.
Lots of counting going on right
ow
now. Thank you very much, Kirsten. What will we be talking about next week?
Spy Tracks.
Spy
Ooh
Tracks.
Yes, please.
Ooh, very cool. We'll see you then.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Thank you.